we identified pretty quickly on that there's a pretty stark divide between sort of who has access to the arts in the community, and those really divide on race and class lines a lot. Metro Arts is a government-funded department. We felt strongly that we need to have this question because we serve everyone, and everyone needs to feel like they have agency in the arts and the creative process in the community. And we believe we have fantastic cultural institutions who do wonderful creative work. And this is sort of the question of a generation, how we are going to reflect the communities in which we live, work, and create. And I think this, dealing with the issue of race, which has been an issue that not just the arts institutions, but many, many institutions have not dealt with, is I think a really hard one. And it's uncomfortable space for us to be in sometimes, in fact, often, but it's also sort of necessary space, we think. Racism is an institutional structure. So it exists within almost all institutions. Arts, it's no different in the arts. It just shows and manifests itself differently in the arts. So it is a reality for this country. So I think that, I hope it becomes a call to action. I think our goal is that we want to create a space and a learning community through this cohort, through this cadre, where people can, and leaders in arts organizations can begin to sort of enter into a conversation about this, whether it relates to themselves and their work. Because we're never going to dismantle racism unless you first start with awareness and then behavior, and then behavior gets to institutional behavior. And we sort of really believe that that pathway someone has to opt into that pathway. That pathway can't be forced upon them. And that's kind of our approach, is that this cohort is really about bringing people from different life experiences, different racial backgrounds, different education backgrounds. Some are individual artists, some have worked within institutions, together to have a hard, difficult, but necessary conversation about race in the arts ecosystem. I hope it leads to change. I hope it leads to awareness. But our goal isn't to sort of prescribe that that has to be an outcome. Our goal is to simply, one, create the space for that, those conversations to happen. Because if we don't have conversations, then it won't be any different. One of the things I found most intriguing about Real was I literally had no idea if people would run from this conversation or flock to it. We really didn't. And because it's hard, and it does bring up things that are hard to hear and hard to face. And I think that's the inevitability of dealing with any kind of institutional change, is what you hear is not necessarily stuff you're proud of or excited by. What you hear are things that you know you want to change, but it's about sort of looking at them.